Thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks for staying this late. So I'll be talking about how to reach a population that is hardly reached, that being lesbian, gays, and bisexuals. And my talk is going to focus on reaching them in the context of anti-smoking media campaigns. I'd like to start by acknowledging my co-authors listed here. This was a collaborative research project with researchers from University of Illinois Chicago, UNC, and East Carolina University. And I would also like to acknowledge NCI for funding this project. Sherry Emery from the University of Illinois Chicago was the principal investigator, and this work was part of the State and Community Tobacco Control Research Project, and I have no conflicts or associations to disclose. So the smoking prevalence among sexual minorities, that being lesbians, gays, and bisexuals, is significantly greater than that of heterosexuals. You can see this is data from a 2013 survey. Bisexuals have the highest smoking prevalence, and on average, sexual minorities have a smoking prevalence about 50% greater than heterosexuals. The cause of this disparity has not been well studied. Sexual minority stress has been suggested as a likely contributor to this, that being that sexual minorities experience greater levels of discrimination, victimization compared to heterosexuals, and that contributes to increased smoking levels. In addition, we know that the tobacco company targets lesbian, gays, and bisexuals through their marketing and advertising, and that's also a likely contributor. And here's some examples of cigarette ads targeting sexual minorities. The ad on the left for American Spirit, it reads, "Freedom to speak, to choose, to marry," really highlighting marriage equality. And the ad on the right features two women kissing, the tagline, "I choose." So the industry is targeting sexual minorities, which is likely contributing to this increased disparity. The identification of high rates of smoking amongst LGBT populations has led to the development of interventions targeting sexual minorities. Some interventions have been clinic-based, including group counseling cessation sessions, which have been shown to be effective. In addition, mass media campaigns have been designed targeting lesbian, gays, and bisexuals. Mass media campaigns are one of the most effective ways to reduce smoking at the population level, and the CDC recommends mass media campaigns as part of their comprehensive tobacco control programs, their best practices. And here's some examples of media campaigns that have been designed, they're anti-smoking media campaigns designed to target lesbian, gays, and bisexuals, CDC's TIPS campaign, FDA's Real Cost campaign, and the California Tobacco Control Program has also created a number of anti-smoking media campaigns targeting LGBT groups. It's really important to understand the media use habits of your audience when creating any kind of media campaign, especially now with such an evolving and rapidly changing media environment. We've had traditional media, TV, newspaper, radio for a very long time. In recent years, we've seen proliferation and rising popularity of new media, of digital media. Print newspaper sales are down, and a lot of newspapers have actually gone out of business. TV viewership is down, cable subscriptions is down, and internet use is on the rise, especially social media. So in this rapidly evolving media environment, it's really important to understand the media use habits of your target audience, and that's what we sought to do for this study. With increased interest in media campaigns targeting lesbian, gays, and bisexuals, we sought to assess the media use habits of both LGBT smokers and non-smokers, non-smokers for prevention messages, and wanted to compare them to heterosexual non-smokers being the majority. And specifically, we're looking at devices used, devices being internet-enabled devices, like tablets and smartphones, as well as use of social media, TV, internet, and radio and streaming music. Our data came from surveying GFK's Knowledge Panel, which is a nationally representative sample of U.S. adults. It's age 18 and older, about 13,000 members of the panel. They completed an online survey. We asked a variety of questions about media use, smoking status, and demographic variables, including sexual orientation. We used multivariable logistic regression to compare media use between groups and controlled for a variety of demographic variables such as education, age, gender, race, ethnicity, region, our main dependent variables, device use, social media use, internet, television, and radio, and independent variables were the groups, and in all models, the reference group were the heterosexual non-smokers. We had over 13,000 participants that completed the web survey and also provided information on sexual orientation. Of that 13,000, 4.5% identified as being a sexual minority, and the smoking rate amongst LGBT participants was 29% compared to 18% of heterosexual participants, and these values are consistent with other national estimates. All right, so what did we find? In this figure, the columns are the prevalence estimates, and the stars represent significance from the logistic regression model, but that is clear to everyone. So here, the wide bracket is comparing LGBT smoker to heterosexual non-smoker. So LGBT smokers had significantly reduced odds of owning a tablet compared to heterosexual non-smokers. And we found no significant differences for the other devices, and overall laptops were the most common devices that were owned amongst participants. In contrast, we found a number of significant differences across groups for having profiles on social media. So for Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, LGBT non-smokers and LGBT smokers had significantly greater odds of having profiles on all of these sites. We also created a dummy variable for having greater than two social media profiles. And again, LGBT non-smokers and LGBT smokers had significantly greater odds of having greater than two social media websites. For Facebook and Twitter, which are two of the most popular social media websites, we looked at daily use of these. And similar to the previous slide, LGBT smokers and non-smokers had significantly greater odds of using Facebook daily. However, no significant differences for Twitter. So overall, very high use of social media for lesbian, gays, and bisexuals. Here we're looking at any use of television, internet, or radio. And not a lot of differences going on. The only significant finding was that LGBT non-smokers had significantly lower odds of watching any TV compared to heterosexual non-smokers. One thing to note, though, is that internet use has surpassed television use, which I thought was really interesting. If we did this survey 10 years ago, I think TV would be much higher than internet. And we know the trends for TV are declining, so if we repeated the study in 10 years, the TV watching might even be lower. It's also worth noting that here the internet use was not work-related internet. This was personal internet use. We also looked at high usage of these types of media. High was defined as approximately the highest consuming tertile, and we found no significant differences for high TV or high radio. However, LGBT smokers and LGBT non-smokers had significantly greater odds of being in that high consuming internet tertile compared to heterosexual non-smokers. So consistent with high usage of social media, high usage of internet. Some limitations. This was a cross-sectional survey in a rapidly evolving and changing media landscape. Longitudinal data would be very informative. This was an internet-based survey, so it may be overestimating internet use. And our sample was nationally representative of all Americans, but may not be representative of LGBT Americans. And the survey was limited to those that are 18 and older. A lot of anti-smoking media campaigns target adolescents who are under 18. And so it's important to understand the media's habits of adolescents, which is what we did not do in the survey. Another limitation that's not listed here is we don't have good data on streaming video. We did ask questions about streaming video, but we aren't confident that the data is accurate, so we ended up dropping that. So more research is needed to better understand the media's habits regarding streaming video, which is quite popular. So in conclusion, compared to heterosexual non-smokers, LGBT smokers, and LGBT non-smokers reported significantly greater use of internet, particularly social media. In this rapidly evolving media environment, it's really important to understand the media's habits of your audience. And these findings suggest that anti-smoking media campaigns should utilize web-based media when targeting LGBT populations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we have any questions?
It's a really good question. So the MSA, which was, I think, signed in like 98 or late 90s, prohibits marketing to kids indirectly or directly. And there are laws prohibiting TV, radio. The industry doesn't overtly market through the internet. There have been a lot of studies looking at sort of user-generated content, which is not regulated, but I think the industry is smart enough, and they're not really going into internet or social media based marketing. They all have websites. They all have websites which tend to be age restricted. You have to maybe click a box saying you're 18, which obviously are not very effective at protecting youth. But you have to sort of seek those out. But there is a lot of pro tobacco content on social media which is not regulated. There have been several studies doing content analysis. A lot of it's user-generated, though, just enthusiastic tobacco users making videos about how much they enjoy tobacco. And it's really hard to regulate because it is just some, you know, random person expressing their free speech. I, years ago, actually wrote a letter to YouTube because I've published an article on this about people making pro-tobacco videos and never got a response. But I was asking them, what are their policies and would they take down videos that were sort of encouraging kids to use tobacco, and they never wrote me back, so. But it's kind of the Wild West. It's a really good question. I would speculate, and this is pure speculation. I know, I would imagine that sexual minorities might have challenges being a minority, connecting with others, other sexual minorities, and the internet is a great sort of media to find and connect with others, especially if you're not sort of public about your sexual orientation. You can do it, you know, it's not anonymous, but it's more anonymous than other ways. So I know that a lot of LGBT people, you know, for instance, use online dating as a way to connect. I mean, heterosexuals use it too, but I think that's probably one of the reasons why. Regarding your other question, so in our models, we basically only controlled for demographic variables, region, race, ethnicity, gender, age, education, and employment status. We felt those could impact media use the most. Are there any others that you can think of that we should look at? Thank you.
Any more questions to any of our, we have about 6 minutes left. So I invite you, if you have any questions for any of our presenters, we would appreciate. Now is the time. All right. I would like to thank everybody for coming. And I wish you a good night and a fresh starting tomorrow morning. Thank you very much and have a great day.